mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the third day of June 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, wide open phones, and I'm going to go to your calls quickly and in rapid succession. Have your comments, your questions, the news items you wish to discuss ready, and we will go to you early in the next segment. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. U.S. offers to turn on water electricity if residents inform on resistance to U.S. occupation. The Soviets would do this. They'd go in and turn off power, water, food until people, quote, went along with them. And we know this is part of the FEMA plan here in the United States on the books. We've gotten the documents for the takeover of this country and to get you to turn in your firearms. But again, turning your firearms in is conservative. Fighting for the Second Amendment is evil and liberal. Open door on Patriot Act. While we've all been busy watching the distraction over the Senate not confirming Bush's nominees, they've been busy marking it up to pass it and expanding it massively. So we'll go over that as well. And finally, people are starting to pay attention to the Sensenbrenner snitch or go to jail bill. Why, if we can even show any evidence that you knew somebody was using illegal drugs and you didn't tell us, you're going to get a whole bunch of years in jail. How's that sound? And a giant fine. You've all got to tattle for us. Or you're in deep trouble if you use any of the drugs we ship in, or if your neighbor uses any that we ship in, you're going to our private prison that we own, and you're going to work for us for 20 cents an hour, and the idiot public's going to cheer it because they love losing their jobs to you. They love competing against 20 cents an hour. That even makes the illegal aliens look good in comparison. Oh, you know, they'll work for $4 an hour. How about 20 cents an hour? That's why some illegals, we still have massive levels of them pouring in, but it's slowed down a bit because they're even having trouble in this wonderful economy. Oh, it's so good. This is out of Reuters. Israeli troops admit an eye for an eye killings report. If someone kills an Israeli soldier, they just randomly go splatter a woman or a child or a man. And, you know, the Nazis did that. Well, in all fairness, the Nazis, if you shot one German soldier, they'd line 20 people up and kill them in the towns. And the Russians first hailed them as saviors, but that backfired on them. That backfired on them in Poland. It backfired on them in Russia. But the Israelis are doing it now. Israeli special forces killed 15 Palestinians, including police, in a 2002 shooting spree ordered to avenge comrades, ordered, slain in the West Bank ambush, an Israeli newspaper said Friday, citing testimony by troops. And they go on to say they just, they don't just, quote, hunt down all those involved in terror activities. They just go around shooting people. In one case, it was a group of Palestinian policemen drinking coffee at a checkpoint near where the Israeli soldiers had been ambushed. And the Israeli troops just came in and killed them. And our troops are doing the same thing in Iraq. If they even get shot at from a village, they bulldoze the entire village and all the crops. And then they've suddenly got massive insurgency. I mean, this never works in history, and not going to work here. It's going to do the exact opposite. Of course, our government, the Israeli government, knows that. They want to widen the conflict, endless war for the state of emergency. A judge has ordered the release of new Abu Ghraib videos and photos. The torture scandal deepens. The whitewash intensifies.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second segment, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this transmission. It is Friday, the third day of June, 2005. You know, I'm just now getting used to saying 2005. We're already halfway into the year. Time really accelerates as you get older. I always heard that when I was a child, and time crawled by so slowly, and now the years are like pages of a book just lapping past me. I know that's what you're experiencing as well. It's interesting. A massive news we're going to be going over, and, of course, wide-open phones today. A ton of your phone calls coming up, Tom and David and Jeff and Ed and Nelson. Everybody, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I want to get into some of the tactics that the Israeli troops and the U.S. troops are engaging in the Middle East that are designed to backfire and continue the conflict. I want to get into the latest developments with the expanded jumbo supersized Patriot Act. The torture scandal is deepening radically, and the, as I said earlier, the whitewash is intensifying. The websites are all freshly updated for you on a daily basis. They're InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're about to radically expand JonesReport.com and redesign InfoWars.com here in the next month, so look for that. Just a note about my showings of martial law at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in downtown Austin. They were both sold out yesterday. Well, the first showing was already sold out before that, and then the second showing sold out yesterday afternoon. Last time I checked, the Wednesday showing at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar was just a few tickets short of selling out, even in their biggest theater. I haven't checked it this morning. I have a sneaking suspicion it's probably sold out. You can go over to Infowars.com and link through, and it down to the Alamo Drafthouse, and it should tell you if it's been sold out. So we couldn't have another showing next week because they were already booked up, but we're going to have one more showing after that on Thursday, June 16th at the Alamo Drafthouse on South Lamar, a fourth showing for all of you that, and God bless you, I'm glad you want to go to the showings, that didn't listen to me and didn't buy tickets early. I still would love to see you, love to meet you, and I'll be at all four of these events, the two events tonight, the single event next Wednesday, and this other showing the next Thursday, June 16th. But I recommend that you go to Infowars.com and link through to that June 16th showing and go ahead and get your tickets. 7:30, and that will be June 16th, so that gives you 13 days to do that. But I have a sneaking suspicion that that'll sell out long before. I mean, you can just forget getting tickets at the door. In fact, I was talking to the folks that run the movie theater chain, and they were saying, man, we ought to have these in all our theaters and you know, show them for a few weeks. Because people want to people instinctively know martial law is gearing up in this country. They know 9/11 is a fraud. They know we're in a police state, and they want to see the film. So a little bit frustrating, and I'm sorry for those that are planning to come down tonight, but it's completely sold out. And I'm sure a few people that bought tickets won't show up, so if you wanted to stand there in line and hope that somebody didn't claim their tickets and get in, you could, but I don't really recommend that. So, oh, and here's another thing. I don't blame the Alamo Drafthouse for this, but I told them a week ago that I was going to have about 15 guests, so hold back about 15 tickets for the first showing. They didn't do it. So now I don't even have a seat. I'm sure somebody won't show up and I'll get a seat. I don't even have a seat tonight for the movie. I do have a seat for the 10 o'clock. I mean, right before it sold out, I was able to grab enough seats for my guests that are coming. So I apologize to my guest. You're welcome to come and maybe get a folding chair or, you know, sit on my shoulders or something. I mean, really, the event will be just hanging out and meeting all the great folks that hate the New World Order and love freedom. So, again, that is coming up tonight. But for all my guests who I've been trying to call, you've got seats at the 10 o'clock showing this evening. And I'm sorry if that screws you up. It's not my fault. Very frustrating. U.S. offers to turn on water electricity if residents inform on resistance to U.S. occupation forces. U.S. occupation forces announced on their propaganda radio beamed at local residents at the Ar Ramadi that the U.S. military would stop raiding houses and mosques, would open roads to local people, and turn the electricity and drinking water supply in the city back on if local residents would cooperate by informing the American occupation troops of the locations and bases of Iraqi resistance fighters operating in the city against Americans. Now, again, the Soviets tried this, the Germans tried this, the Japanese tried this in China and the Philippines. It never works. What happens is resistance fighters, as they're calling them, simply report on people that are loyal to the U.S. occupation forces, and then our troops go and arrest them. Or somebody who is in business against, you know, the guy across the street, he simply calls the U.S. forces and they come pick him up. Or he's having an affair with his neighbor's wife, and the neighbor has cussed him out, so he calls the police on him. This is what happens in police states, ladies and gentlemen. That's what makes them so bad. That one of the really bad facets to it is that it's used as a tool by local thugs and local viceroys, local corrupt mayors, as their own little iron fist to expand their own business opportunities and activities to rob and rule and loot the people. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the American forces, controlled by the globalists, our poor troops over there breathing depleted uranium, openly. I mean, it's been all over national TV. They're very proud of it. If somebody shoots at them, I mean, they've had examples of they come into a village of 3,000 people. Somebody from a date grove shoots at their tank. They then call in bulldozers, bulldoze the entire date grove, bulldoze the tangerine plantations, bulldoze the areas where they're growing wheat, bulldoze a bunch of houses, burn some houses down, and arrest every person down to 11 years of age and put them in one of the 32 camps. They got over 10,000 people at Abu Ghraib alone, folks. Abu Ghraib. It's horrible. And the poor Iraqi people were 25 million in 1991. Guess how many Iraqis there are now? 22 million. Now, they say that 1.5 million died up from the start of the sanctions in late 90 up until 2003 with the invasion. Since then, another 200,000 to 300,000, but once the liberation, in quotes, took place, at the end of major military operations, the U.S. government publicly ordered the Iraqi puppet government, the provisional government, to stop collecting death statistics. For some reason, I couldn't pronunciate that. And so we don't know. I mean, they don't count how many people die of cholera or cancer or anything. They just stop collecting statistics. But the evidence is it's even accelerated worse. So somewhere in the mix, a country's population that was booming up until 1990 is now down, ladies and gentlemen, by 3 million people. Poof. Gone. And our own government admits 1.5 million. 700,000 by 97 of them were children. And in 1997, Madeleine Albright, again to enrage the Arabs, part of a long-term strategic plan, very sophisticated. On NBC, they said 700,000 children have starved to death and died. Is that a good price to pay? And she said, yes, it's a good price to pay. She didn't deny it. She didn't know, and that was beamed all over the world by CNN and rebroadcast on Arab TV stations. Then the Arabs go absolutely ape, which is exactly what the globalists want. Let's talk. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's talk to Tom in Maryland. Tom, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to say I start off every time I call you by telling you how great your latest films are in martial law. And the Rise of the Police State film, I do believe, are your best work. And I really enjoyed the David Gergen confrontation, the Michael Moore confrontation, and more than anything else, probably your confrontation with the communists who seem brainless. They really showed themselves on your film for what they are. The young kids couldn't even tell you, couldn't even speak for themselves and articulate their so-called views. They couldn't even, they said, you'll have to talk to our spokesperson. And Alex was also very rudely treated by these people, and that's what I think really shows you the mentality of the people that entertain those kind of beliefs. And I think it would have been very appropriate for you to ask the nasty old man who was being very rude to you and saying, putting words into your mouth.
Well, no, he was claiming to the crowd that I had just said mean things to them, and that wasn't true.
Right, and that was very obvious, and he showed himself to be just an agitator. But I think it would have been very appropriate to ask him, sir, do you own any private property? Because according to communist philosophy, there shouldn't be any, and nobody should be allowed to have it.
Well, only the oligarchs that control the country have the property.
Exactly.
Well, the reason I put them in the film is, I mean, I wasn't going to make a film about communists.
No, I understand
that. But
they
were such idiots, and they were so vicious. You know, one of them said, too bad Stalin didn't kill you.
I remember hearing that, yes.
Yeah, because they're right behind me as I'm videotaping the other one, and the lady walks up and says it, and we have our other cameraman who's a witness to her saying it. You can hear her say it, mm-hmm. And then she wouldn't answer questions. But the point is, about this, is that we show it in the film so somebody watching understands. We're not left-wing or right-wing. We're criticizing Michael Moore, George Bush, the communist.
Yeah.
I tell you what, stay there. Just stay there. I'll let you finish up, Tom, and then we'll go to David, Jeff, Ed, Nelson, and many others on the other side of this quick break. The transmission shall continue. ¶¶
sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Through a bunch of these and then plunge back into the newest torture developments. Tom and Marilyn, finish up what you were saying.
Yes, I would just like to conclude by saying a couple of your films that don't get talked about a whole lot, like Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, you can't really underestimate the power of that film either, because you really do a great job showing how they hide all the money, your local government, and your interview with the former IRS agent was very, very interesting and revealing, to say the least. But that's all I have to say, Alex, and I really appreciate you getting me on first. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, sir. Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed is, you know, has the least production quality of any of my films. I mean, I put it together because it's important. I mean, and it's produced well. And it's interview with Walter Berrien, interview with Joe Bannister and others. And we show the real set of books. What government does is it tells you it's broke, but they have a double set of books that's just overflowing. And then they won't fill potholes, or they won't pay for EMS, new radios. They'll cut the police pay. And they'll do this to agencies to get the agencies to follow orders. And they'll say, well, if you go along with this reorganization, you'll get more money. They do that with the citizens, too. And then they always expand taxes. It's like they're saying every state has to have toll roads. There's no money. There's no gas money from the gas tax coming in. We're using 20, now it's 21 million barrels a day, compared to 15 million barrels just 5-6 years ago. The money coming in is just ultra massive. And TxDOT documents from Texas came out. They've got just unbelievable reserves of just tens of billions of extra dollars. Everything's paid for. I mean, they could build many times more roads, but it says secret, not for distribution, not for the public, for high-level management of TxDOT only. Highest, and that was in the Statesman a few months ago. It's the same thing all over the country. Do not let the public know. Of course you don't want to let us know. No, there's no money from gas receipts. Oh, no, just massive record amounts. And it's like Schwarzenegger. It just came out on Tuesday, the night before he goes to San Francisco to, quote, fix a street. The street was totally perfect. Neighbors all witnessed it. A big crew comes out with jackhammers, destroys an entire lane. Jackhammers, giant holes. And then Arnold showed up, and I've got his quotes here. Look at how bad it is. Look at this. You can't even drive on this. Put the asphalt on. Yeah, give me the broom. And he sweeps the asphalt in and goes, ah, ha, ha. I mean, how many times did Hitler do that, you know, out there with the grader building roads or digging with shovels? Just totally staged. See, our roads are falling apart. Got to have a satellite tracker box. Got to have the new tax on fuel. Got to do it. See, do what I want. It is no road. Nothing. People go, well, I guess, honey, we gotta put the transponder in our car now. By the way, that bill has passed the House. Here in Texas, it's going on all over the country, too. It's going to be in all our inspection stickers, but the session closed, so it didn't make it to the Senate. But that just shows what they're doing. A transponder in every inspection sticker. Read by the radio readers, they've already put up all over my state and at least 15 other states I know of. The readers are already up, boys and girls. They're ready to start taxing. Notice they build the infrastructure before they even tell you about it. By the way, I never saw a single mainstream news article about the transponders in Texas. We had to find the bill. We had to cover it. And there it is in the bill. Because if they told the public, hey, you're all about to get a transponder in your inspection sticker and we're going to tax you, people would absolutely grab pitchforks, and including the cops. The cops, I've talked to cops, they don't want that. Nobody wants that. I mean, who wants to pay a couple thousand dollars extra a year to drive in the city and a couple thousand to drive on the state roads? All right, see, I said I wanted to go to calls, but I'm ranting. David in Boston. David, go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
Good.
Listen, the guy you had on yesterday, Chris, that you lively debated, don't ever have anybody on like past 3 minutes like that. He's totally mindless, obviously.
But he really disagreed, and, you know, it was a substantive disagreement. It wasn't a provocateur call or a stalker call or an agent provocateur call. So people would disagree legitimately.
Yeah. You kept firing off points, and, you know, he was subjective about everything. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any knowledge of that. But, you know, here's what I do. I've debated people like that, and here's what I do now. I have an MP3 player, and I have the famous, first of all, I have the Silverstein quote about, we're ordered to pull the buildings.
Yeah,
we blew up the buildings, and I have the one about Bush who says, oh, yeah, our primary goal is to hunt down bin Laden. And then, of course, oh, no, well, now we don't, well, I don't care where he is. I have the main quote.
Well, stay there, David. I'll let you finish up. Yeah, we played those clips here on air. They're very powerful. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There's absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
During the break, my sneaking suspicion was confirmed. Next Wednesday's show sold out last night. So all three showings of Martial Law, the two coming up tonight and the one next week, are sold out. So we've added another showing the next Thursday, June 16th, 7:30 p.m., Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. For those of you that were disappointed, that procrastinated, please come out to that event. I want a chance to meet you and to show the film, and this will definitely be the last time we'll show it for quite a while. I mean, in 6 months, I might show it again. That's what I did with Road to Tyranny. I showed it a couple times, and there's a good chance I'll show it in San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. Just because I've gotten so many requests to do that, so I might be traveling about the state. That's something I can easily do. It's hard for me to travel outside Texas, though I do that a few times a year on news stories. You know, I'll go to D.C., I'll go to New York, I'll go to L.A. for a story or some event, but those folks know I don't travel a lot because I have weighed the advantages of fighting the New World Order. What's more effective? I can jump on a plane, fly to, you know, some conspiracy conference, talk to 2,000 people who already know what's going on, or I can do 5 radio interviews a day, which I've been doing about 5 a day the last month or so. It's been heating back up. I mean, I can reach millions of people a day just on other talk shows, not even my own, and expose the New World Order, or I can I know so many people that love to travel because at a primitive level, they love to interface with crowds. They love that physical connection. And quite frankly, it's because a lot of them are on power trips and just get off on it. I mean, I know people who go on a talk show and they're talking to a million people conservatively. And they're ho-hum, I got to go, I can only do 30 minutes. But they will puff up and freak out in front of a crowd of 400. Whereas I'll fall asleep giving a speech to a crowd, but I get all excited getting on the radio knowing that I'm reaching, you know, millions of people. But again, that's because people consciously go off what their eyes see and what they're witnessing. I like meeting people. I enjoy it, but only so much because I get exhausted. I fight the New World Order on average about 16 hours a day, and I just get burned out sometimes. And so I do these events, but I do them sparingly, and I always enjoy them. I just always need a few days to recover because, you know, you talk to 500 people individually, it's very tiring. The tiredest I've ever been was they had a preparedness expo up in Mesquite, Texas, I went to, and there were about 1,000 people there. And I probably talked to 800 of them in 2 days. And I sat at the table the whole time, and I talked to people. And it was like being interrogated. You know, all these nice folks, but so intense with their information. And give me an answer on this, and please read this, and please read that. And I literally walked into my hotel room that first night and collapsed onto the bed. I think that's why green rooms were invented, so you can hide out and then, you know, have your little speech or whatever, and then sneak back into the green room. Because I don't know, until you've experienced it, it's really something to behold. But it's exciting that all over the country people are getting informed, they're getting involved, they're fighting the New World Order, and all of you are leaders. All of you are just as important as I am or anybody else is, and I commend you for taking action, and I'm excited about these events that are coming up. All right, let's go back to the calls. Quickly now, I got to move fast. David, finish up in Boston.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying that I wouldn't debate anybody with a subjective viewpoint and an empirical framework. But listen, I want to tell you a story. That past weekend, my cousin's boyfriend is sort of a working-class guy. He's not really too scholastically bright, but he's a good guy, and he was raving about Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11, and I gave him DVD copies of not only Martial Law, but Road to Tyranny. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. So, sorry, I didn't hear anything. But anyway, I gave him that, and I told him, look, you know, Fahrenheit 9/11 is pretty, you know, got a few little interesting points, but this is like literally playing a game of jacks versus a game of chess with your films. And that's what I do. I give out your films really to working class, everyday people. I try to stay away from the elite people at the university level because they're just going to support the criminal system.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you gotten feedback from people yet?
Yeah, I've gotten a few copies I've given out. I've gotten some feedback, some pretty, people essentially being really surprised. And, becoming really more awake about these issues and at least in trying and exploring them on their own, but just really stunned. I mean, a lot of people just say they're stunned by the information. And that's the powerful thing. That's just getting people to explore the information on their own.
Well, David, I appreciate what you're doing, and take care, my friend. Please keep it up. Jeff, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Another caller up in those there parts. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, as far as this caller named Chris yesterday, and I hope Chris is listening, because September the 11th, when you're doing an investigation, one has to look at who stands to gain from all this. And guess what? Bush gained from September
the
11th.
Well, I think that's it. You know, I think we're going to have to air at least part of his call, maybe 10 minutes of it, because I opened my email last night, and I probably had 100 emails about that guy, literally, folks. So, he really hit a nerve, didn't he?
Oh, yes, because you know what it is? I think Chris watches too much Fox News and too much of the filtered liberal media, and the fact of the matter is, But what Bush had to gain was total control with Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2. I have a book called I Spy Magazine on page 57. It talks about the NSA being able to eavesdrop on every email, phone call, and fax and telex.
The NSA specifically picked up not hundreds, folks, this is the Associated Press, but thousands of intercepts on the 9/11 attacks in the 2 weeks before, and they told them, oh, it's war game drills, stand down. Okay, that's mainstream. And then they said, no, this looks real, and they gave the memo to Condoleezza Rice, and she's now had to admit that, quote, she was wrong, she did know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, but he said there's, and I would give him those facts, and he would just say, no, it's not true.
Well, you know what it is? It's because people have a certain mindset, which is if it's on a shortwave radio, then it's extreme right-wing Nazi, which, you know, there is no such thing as right-wing, and there's no such thing as left-wing. It's either big government or small government.
Well, I mean, the government now is calling environmental activists Nazis. They're calling people that fight racist groups Nazis. I mean, that label doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't, but you see, but in people's minds, people still have that old canard image, and is propagated by the left-wing media, and it seems like he with the loudest megaphone, that's the rules. And they can change labels, change names at any time.
Oh, I hear you.
And in legal law, that is called an ad hoc hominem attack, attacking the body.
Just said that I basically believe in space aliens, which I don't even talk about on the show. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Jeff. And I'll say this. The worm has turned. Okay? I mean, we're not just on shortwave, folks. For almost 9 years, I've been on commercial AM and FM stations. But the worm has turned. I mean, we're on in San Diego, in Los Angeles. We're on in Chicago. We've been on for almost 6 years in Kansas City. What is it, 5 years? We've been on in Pensacola, Florida for about 6 years. About 5 years in, you know, Knoxville, Tennessee and surrounding areas. I mean, Rochester, New York, just station after station after station. I've been on almost every talk show in the country as a guest. I might get one email that disagrees with me out of 100. Literally, it's less than that. And those emails are, you're a right-wing Nazi, I'm going to kill you. Or, you're a left-wing communist, I'm going to get you. You know, it's just some mindless idiot who saw some news article they didn't like on my website. You know, a lot of what we post is mainstream propaganda, and we put our little comments above it just to point out what they're up to. Doesn't mean we agree with everything that's on our website. You know, I link to communist websites, to neocon websites. I link to Nazi websites. I link to extreme left-wing websites. I link to government documents. I mean, it's just buffoonery. I mean, these people are psychological maroons. They are stranded out on a desert island with just basically no information. But look, they're becoming the vast minority, ladies and gentlemen. But I see it time and time again. So, look, I talk about this every week. I got to throw this in there. I mean, the majority of people I talk to agree with us. But they all feel like they're alone because they watch the nightly news and they think, oh, that's the majority view. Folks, they're losing their viewers. They're falling apart. The newspaper circulation's down by 60%+ in the last 10 years. 11%+, almost 12%, the average newspaper in the last year. It's accelerating. They're losing control. Again, I've used the analogy many times. For 10 years, a lot of the top scientists and mathematicians of the day were saying, no, the Earth orbits the sun, we are not the center of the universe, and we are not flat, we are round. We are round like a sphere. We are a spherical, heavenly body. We are the third planet. And they said, grab them, burn them at the stake, lock them up, and then, overnight, in the scheme of time, within a decade, you were a kook if you thought it was flat. So, yeah, I mean, I said the world was round, to use the analogy, before a lot of people. There were folks before I did, you know, that were saying, I used to think it was flat, who were saying it was round, and I laughed at them at first until I checked it out. So shoot your mouths off, say we're crazy, do whatever you want to do. It's like Ceausescu over in the former Eastern Bloc. I mean, he had total control, cameras on the street corners, secret arrest, torture, execution. And just finally, one day, everybody started saying, you know, I'm sick of him. Finally, a few people started protesting. And the cops went, you know, I'm sick of him, too. He killed my uncle. Yeah, we're with you. Come on. Come on, everybody. Ah! You know, it was just, boom, it happened. Well, I don't want that to take place, because the globalists have got plans for that as well. And then to put in a fake leftist government to counter the evil neocons, that there's some type of revolution. Or it could be a fake right-wing government, you know, that dealt with the New World Order. There's a lot of dangers, folks, but you cannot suppress the truth. It will, I forget the exact quote, it will explode. You try to bury it, it will then explode with even greater force and destroy the lies. So the globalists are trying to co-opt the message. They're trying to put up their disinformation agents. I mean, just legions of them attacking and lying and twisting and absconding. But again, I take it as a badge of honor when I am savaged by some of the biggest radio talk show hosts in the country, when I am savaged by major newspapers and magazines, when I am savaged by Vanity Fair and American Legion and The New American and other publications. By the way, why hasn't William F. Jasper retracted his false statement? Because we have made calls. Listeners have made calls. Davon Klyce doesn't work for me. He's never worked for me. I didn't go to Klamath Falls. Dave went there and reported at Klamath Falls. He was invited by the people there. I interviewed Dave. I interviewed those people, and they've got it that Dave works for me, and he's basically a provocateur working for me. That's saying I'm a provocateur. Out there at Klamath Falls when they were shutting off the water. You know, just amazing statements. Look, I don't care, folks. And I've never thrown a punch at the New American. I've never done a thing to them. I've been supportive of them. And, you know, I haven't really said a lot about it. For people that don't like me defending myself, hey, grow up. You know, they need to retract that. And, Jasper claimed he was going to call me. He's welcome on this show, but I haven't received that phone call. I haven't received that email that I know of, though I do miss some emails. I don't miss phone calls. Sometimes my spam detector screens out good emails. But if we don't have the spam detector, the email won't even open. We get thousands of those Viagra ads, and so we can all go blind, and mortgage ads. It's unbelievable. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is an opportune time to bring this subject up. As you follow up what you just said, I finally got a response from the New American, from their secretary, Ann Schibler, on their May issue that's talking about you and all the patriots in general. Anyway, I sent them a letter telling them quit shooting the messengers, and if you want proof of concentration camps, black helicopters using live ammo, why don't you get a couple of Alex's documentary videos?
Well, why don't
they can't deny that.
Let me stop you. I know they deny it. They have LexisNexis. That gives them every news article. I mean, I have the Dallas Morning News. This is Texas. The Corpus Christi Caller Times, the San Antonio Express News, the Austin American Statesman, with bribery, blowing up buildings, terrorizing public, foreign troops. And I know, it doesn't exist. I'm crazy.
Okay, so now they're sending me a form letter, not even responding to all my questions, all right? And they said that entering into arguments and contentions with others is counterproductive and muddies the waters, keeping everyone from the real truth.
Well, that's what they did.
I told them, if you want the real truth, look at it. It's in front of you. Call in. He doesn't want to debate you. He wants to set you straight with real information. And I get no response. Anyway, if you want a copy of this letter, just to have in your archives, I'll mail it to you, because I'm done with the New American. They're nothing. I told them, you're acting like neocons, all right? You're putting guilt by association with that Kleist, what's his name,
Von
Kleist. And I said, this is all standard operation of neocons, and you people have become them. And I'm not renewing the subscription.
Well, I mean, I still... Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate the call and your defense of myself and others, Ed. God bless you. But I'll just say this. I think the jury is still out on the New American. I mean, they're fighting the FTAA. They fight for the Second Amendment. They do a lot of good things. But I would think that they were bad news. I would be convinced of it if I hadn't met William F. Jasper at Urban Warrior standing on a hilltop over Oakland, California, watching German, Dutch, French, Israeli, Australian, I mentioned British, troops swarming around with American role players screaming, "I'm an American, please know not the camp." That's in Police State 2000. Excuse me. And so I'm up on this hilltop, and I have to have a backpack with me. Mike Hansen actually had it. I waved Mike over, and I said, "Mr. Jasper," so I've been doing my radio show via telephone, you know, doing call-ins with the fill-in host I had filling in for the week I was in Oakland. This is back in 99. And I said, "Here's an AP article about the police chief saying they tried to bribe him, Delta Force, terrorizing the public." He goes, "Wow." A month and a half later, folks, guess what was in their magazine? That article. Reprinted, that AP article. So, I mean, maybe they just don't get out much. But you know what? Dave Von Kleist doesn't work for me, and I don't appreciate them saying that.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
You know, you're welcome to call in about whatever you want, but if I spent time on all of my detractors, I wouldn't even have a radio show. I mean, it would be about that. That's why we don't attack other patriots, even if I disagree with them. We don't spend our time on those issues because it's a tar baby. We've got to focus on the New World Order, the free trade area of the Americas, the toll roads going in, the cancer viruses and the vaccines, abortion, the looming war with Iran, government-sponsored terrorism, genetically engineered foods, and their horrible health, not risk, but the facts of what they do to mammals. Very bad for you. You know, I try to stay focused on this and real issues. But you do got to respond when the Homeland Security's cousin, you know, writes a sniveling, ultra-massive hit piece on a bunch of good people and then invents false arguments that aren't even true against us. And that's why I'm mad at the New American, is because Dave Von Kleist, and I think Dave's a good guy, but he, you know, first they call him a provocateur, and then say he works for me like I'm the big grand provocateur. It's just made up. It's an invention against me. And that's what the detractors do out there. Some of them idiots, some of them agents, some of them just stalkers and egomaniacs. You know, it runs the gamut. They invent things, or they take rumors somebody else said and then put them up as fact. And, oh, man, I have sued people several times, and I've won dealing with libel and slander and things of that nature, because I know the law. That's why I'm very careful. And, I mean, I will slam these people. But if I spent my time suing people, I mean, if any of it ever gets egregious enough, I told the ADL I'd sue them in a letter, and they did pull some stuff and left some other stuff up. Again, I mean, it's really simple. They've been losing a lot of lawsuits. They need to be careful. I don't know. I mean, people better watch it. Someday I might just let fly with a whole passel of lawsuits. I mean, it's not that hard to do. If people really slander you and they show a long course of doing it and they say they're trying to hurt you financially, they're dead meat, folks. The courts will incinerate them. The juries will burn them. You just read them the law, and you show them what it is, and these fools follow it exactly. One time somebody was saying horrible stuff about my sister, of all people, and saying people should go after her, and that was it. And if you want to get sued, say something about my family, and I will sue you in my jurisdiction, and I will. And you might even beat the rap. Those that I have sued haven't beat the rap. But you're not going to beat the ride. I'm going to take you for a ride. You understand that? I will take you for a ride because money means nothing to me. I'll plop the cash down with my vicious lawyers, and I will tear you up big time. So people might be surprised in their future. They might get a very nice surprise. Multiple individuals and organizations might get a very nice surprise in the near future. I mean, you heard George Galloway just won $6 million, or was it $3 million? I had him on a few days ago. They slandered him, they libeled him, he sued him. And so be advised, every single solitary one of you, that I'll take you for a ride. And chances are you will not beat the rap. But again, you will not guaranteed beat the ride. All right, so again, I'm done with that subject, folks. I don't want to attack the New American. I don't want to sit here and attack Popular Mechanics anymore. I don't want to attack the New York Times anymore, the ADL. It's a distraction. I got masses of news here, key information here, and I've spent so much time on this now. No time to plug my videos. If you want to get martial law, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order a hard copy or go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now and get a 15-cent a day monthly or yearly subscription. And watch all my films right now. Download copies, burn them on disc, get them out to people, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break.